Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's get Friday going. Hi there, Kelly K. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Good.
Wow. All right.
Super.
Hitting switches and
all
we're,
things.
We're ready to go.
All
right. So today on the show, we got a lot of stuff, including it is Fitness Friday. So here in about 1 hour, we're going to get you in on all sorts of fitness equipment, including fitness watches from Fleet Feet. And then also someone's going to win something that sounds like Telethon, but it's a stationary bike and it's something everybody wants.
You switched up the word.
Yeah, well, you know, variety.
Creative.
Variety. We gotta keep reinventing things. Otherwise, people get bored with stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Reinvention. All that. Flex. All right. Yeah, and You Laugh, You Lose on the show. We've got an update for you. If you missed, it came late yesterday on one of our earlier calls from a listener involving a should she take a job of where her, she's had a past with the guy who's offering her the job. So that's a little bit later on.
Yeah, we were all like, yeah, team, take the job.
Yeah, and listen, if you caught the end of the show yesterday, you already know. But for those of you who are a little bit on the earlier side, we've got
that. Or you have jobs to get to later in the show.
Right, exactly. So we've got that for you a little bit later on. And then, should this listener pretend to dump her boyfriend?
Okay, I'm really curious to know the reasons why they think they need to do that.
Yeah, and is he on board with this? That's kind of all that, and setting the bar stories, and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, it's a Friday feel, it's a Friday vibe, hitting at about 25%, maybe 30% today, not throwing a lot of effort in, but, you know, got to do what we got to do, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll get it started here. We got all sorts of feel-good stories every single hour here this morning as well on 99.7 DJX. So earlier in the week, we got a little sneak peek of Nick Jonas's Spaceman. That is his single that he's going to be releasing and performing on Saturday Night Live when he hosts. They did kind of a little funny promo where some of the cast members, they decided they were going to play a song for Nick.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'll be your host and musical guest this week on SNL.
Oh, no, you're the musical guest?
Yeah.
We thought we were the musical guest.
Why would you think that?
Because our new single just dropped, you idiot.
Whoa, don't call me an idiot.
No, the single is called You Idiot.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
But we did get a sneak peek of his single. He released the audio of that. Late last night. We have it posted, by the way, WDJX.com. Click on watch and you can listen to that. But here's a little bit of Spaceman.
I'm a spaceman and I'm talking to you.
He likes those real soulful kind of slow jams, doesn't he?
And I like that too.
I like that about Nick too.
Nick Jonas.
All right, so yeah, he released the audio version of that late last night. So you can hear that right now. WDJX.com. Click watch, and then hear it as he performs it on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night if you want. All right, coming up next, feel good stories.
Yeah, there's a really cool story about a piece of family history that was unearthed, and the family knew nothing about this part of their father's life.
Oh, I like these stories.
In a good way.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like automatically on this show, you're thinking, like,
yeah, what,
another wife?
Yeah, what was
something?
The dad?
No,
yeah, exactly.
Nothing like that.
All right, cool. That's coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Every hour we do this, Kelly K.
So, really cool story. We go to Arizona, where a recent find there at a thrift shop connected a Florida woman with kind of a long-lost piece of family history she knew nothing about.
Okay.
So, as a thrift shop volunteer in Phoenix, Teresa Farron kind of comes across plenty of secondhand treasures all the time. But a few weeks ago, she kind of found this Purple Heart and other military awards that had been given out in the 1950s for service in Korea. They were on this piece of cardboard, seemed pretty personal, and the recipient's name was inscribed on the back of the Purple Heart. So she did some digging to track down Eric Carl Blauberg, soon learned that he had passed away sadly in the 1980s, was living in Arizona at the time. Did some more tracking, found some more family members. Lisa Walker is one of the surviving family members, lives thousands of miles away in Florida. And she said, I didn't even know he had a Purple Heart.
That is cool.
It would be the only thing we ever had of my father's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She thinks, absolutely, I think it's a sign from my father.
Wow.
It's bittersweet, but pretty amazing.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, didn't that give you like chills and warm fuzzies all at the same time?
Yeah, that is good.
We will tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. So yesterday I run into our night guy PK and we're talking about just, you know, small talk. And I look over and he's messing with his phone and he's playing Pokemon. And I'm like, really? And he's like, well, you know, it's a big weekend. And so this weekend is because I had to prod him on it because I'm not a Pokemon player. I haven't played Pokemon Go. I'm not in that world. But he's all like, yeah, I mean, they're commemorating their 25th anniversary this year. And you know, Post Malone is a part of that. And he's performing a virtual concert this weekend. And ahead of that, like, all of this leads to the fact that Pokemon released a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's Only Want to Be With You.
Okay, so random.
It is. It has nothing to do with Pokemon. He just released it. I don't know if it's just because it's like a 90s hit and Pokemon is celebrating this 25th anniversary. You know, it started kind of in the 90s. But let me play you some of it because it is really good. This is, again, Post Malone.
You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm gonna pout at you until I get my.
I mean, right?
That's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he stays pretty true to the original, you know? And
he does. He doesn't really do anything super strange with it. I think it sounds great.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to the entire thing, we got it posted for you up at WDJX.com or Twitter at 9970JX and Facebook there, too. But yeah, Pokemon. Big weekend for you Pokemon fans, okay? Big weekend. Big weekend ahead. All
you
right.
You know what? Thank you for super serving the Pokemon community.
I know. I feel like they've been underserved on this show for a long time.
1,000%, yes.
All right, coming up next, there was a TikToker who replied to, you know, what's the worst tattoo you ever got? And it was just an unfortunate coincidence. The tattoo she got hit right before the pandemic. We'll explain. And then the regrettable tattoos that you have. Like, looking back on your life, if you had 20/20 vision and could be like, yeah, you know what? Probably not the best to get that tattoo there. Some of your texts and tweets next.
I'm feeling great about not having any ink.
Yeah.
Kelly, I don't have to have hashtag regrets.
That's right. Kelly and I don't fall into this category because neither one of us are inked up. But yeah, that next.
DJX.
I want to get to a setting the bar story here real quick. But before I do, I want to toss this out because I want you to tell us if you have an unfortunate tattoo. If you could have hindsight, you would have chosen differently. Whether it be an ex-lover or just something in your youth where you were like, you know what, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. And then,
hashtag regrets.
And then you look back and then, yes, exactly. Hashtag regrets you have now. Getting to our setting the bar story. There was a TikTok thread that asked about the dumbest tattoo you've ever gotten. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting an unfortunate tattoo right before the pandemic hit, you're doing okay. I'm going to go right to this TikTok and let her explain the tattoo she got.
So I got this tattoo. I've wanted it for a couple of years. Basically means, like, you know, being true to yourself and real and, like, not pretending to be something you're not.
Okay, that all sounds great, you know, being true to yourself.
Sure.
I got this March 4th, 2020, and it says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
There you go.
So she's now like, oh, well, and then she just gives kind of the two thumbs up and she's like, well, people see that and they have questions. If hindsight were 2020, she's like, yeah, probably would have waited on that tattoo. So yeah, if you've got any sort of like tattoo or know of someone who got a tattoo, we'd love to hear it.
I mean, I'm really proud of myself for going through my entire life with no tattoos, because I feel like that could be a decision you would regret down the road.
There's still time, Kelly, because your mom got one later in life, did she not?
My dad didn't find out for 3 months. My sister got the little tramp stamp on the back, small little back, little and flowers.
Your mom got a
and
matching
one,
right?
My mom got a dolphin on the ankle. He didn't know.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Adriana texts in and says, my husband's ex got an infinity symbol with her wife. They got divorced. She got void written over it. Then they got back together. Okay.
Oh, gosh. That's a roller coaster. That's a yo-yo.
Yeah, that's a back and forth. Roxanne, when I was 20, I got a tattoo of a rose on my lower back. A couple months later, my cousin pointed out that the rose looked like a hoo-ha. I'm so embarrassed now I keep it covered up. Oh, my gosh. This is so great.
That's so awesome.
And then we got a text from a listener who's like an idiot. I thought I was the hottest girl alive when I was younger. We're talking like 17. I was Playboy obsessed.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And my goal in life was to become a bunny.
No.
Yep. Insert eye roll. For my first tattoo, we all know where this is going, right? I got a Playboy bunny tramp stamp. But, like that's not bad enough. I felt I needed to do more.
What'd we do?
I got the word sexy under it. Things got really uncomfortable once my two daughters were old enough to read cursive writing and noticed it one day when I had a swimsuit on. Mortifying.
Oh my gosh.
Hoping for a cover up soon.
Yeah, we should probably cover that up. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
that
dang.
That is fantastic. Oh my gosh. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing these permanent examples of eye rolls, of regrets, hashtag no regrets. Kate texts in and says, my stepdad got a wedding ring tattoo with his ex-wife. Oh, well, yeah. You know, and I know a lot of people who do get like the tattooed wedding rings because they have a profession or a job where they can't wear any sort of jewelry on their hands. And so it's like, all right, here's my commitment. I'm just going to tattoo that sucker on my ring finger. When the tattoo lasts longer than the marriage, I can see where that could be a regret.
Our love is permanent, just like this tattoo.
Just like this tattoo. Next month. Well.
That didn't work out.
That didn't work out. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. So you know, like, there are some cities, and I know Louisville doesn't have them, but there are carpool lanes where you can, if you are carpooling to work, if you're taking multiple people to work in one car, then you can bypass regular traffic and you can get in a special lane for that.
Sure.
Yeah, like I said, Louisville doesn't have it. Bigger cities do. So with that in mind, if you can manage to make it through the day without using a fully disguised mannequin to drive in the carpool lane of a highway, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. And you know what? They gave him a nice outfit.
I'm telling you what, this guy in L.A. got a ticket. He actually got a ticket from the California Highway Patrol after they found him using a mask-wearing mannequin to drive in the carpool lane. Listen, police, even though they gave him a ticket, said it was one of the best dummies they had ever seen Here's NBC Los Angeles.
Take a look. The CHP pulled over a driver in Baldwin Park, and this is a very lifelike looking dummy in the passenger seat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he's wearing like a Cleveland Indians hat. He's got glasses, a mask on, flannel shirt.
Mannequin has a face mask, reading glasses, a baseball cap, and the creator even added facial wrinkles and salt and pepper hair, too. I wonder if they work in the industry. Hollywood, you know? The CHP was really impressed. He did get cited for a carpool violation.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Okay, yeah, it's really, like, it's got eyeballs. I mean, it looks real. It looks legit.
Does look legit. We're going to have to tweet this out because you're going to have to actually see it for yourself. But, yeah, this is still a setting the bar because, yes, it is. You are going to get ticketed if you are driving in the carpool lane of a highway and you aren't actually taking and commuting passengers.
I love that they took care to put the mask on the mannequin,
I mean,
you know, to make it look even more legit.
Absolutely.
Even though they're in the car.
Yep. All right. So setting the bar again, if you can manage to make it through the day without using a mannequin to drive in the carpool lane of the highway, you're doing okay. I mean, I think it would have been probably a little bit more obvious had he used like blow up dolls or something else that was a little bit less obvious, but.
I mean, that's an eagle eye. That's an eagle eye right there for the police.
Totally. That's setting the bar. You can always get a hold of us on text message 502-571-9970. It's our request line. It's also our text line. And we got a message from a listener who says, is this how I get in touch with Ben and Kelly? I have been out of the loop for the morning show and have some info you might be interested in. I mean, if I didn't know any better, if this person didn't identify themselves and say Ben and Kelly, I would have thought this was spam, you know?
Exactly. Or just say it wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I didn't do it. Didn't do it.
Sounds like we're in trouble.
I mean, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, we got to get back in touch with this person. They texted us on their phone. I mean, I can just call them back, right?
Well, yeah.
All right. I think I should do that. I want to hear what this mysterious texter.
Listen, proceed with caution. Are you calling them off the air first? Or are we doing this live? Because there's an element of danger if you're doing it live.
Kelly.
We're going live!
Kelly.
Yes.
You and I have worked together a long time.
We have.
You know, I do everything with the utmost of caution, right? So we'll call them.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Next.
I'm excited.
I want to know what this person has to say. You can always get a hold of us via texting our request line, 502-571-9970. So just a minute ago, we got a mysterious text from a listener just asking if this is how to get in touch with Ben and Kelly, been out of the loop for a while. And so a little back and forth with this listener and found out his name is Randy. And he texts and he says, you two did something for me 10 years ago, and I was wanting to share it and say thank you. Okay.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm relieved. This sounds good.
All right. So I've got Randy. I called back the number that was texting us. And is this Randy?
I'm sorry. I've been out of the loop with the morning show and everything. So I've different shifts and my kids are grown now and everything.
Oh, no, it's all good. Okay. So what's up?
I didn't know if you guys would be interested. 10 years ago on February 12th, I tried calling that day too. You guys left a message on my voicemail and I've never changed it. And I get compliments on it all the time.
We left you an outgoing message, or
I gave you my password to get into my voicemail. My dad died the day before.
Oh.
And I had called because we were on our way to Pennsylvania for his funeral.
Yeah.
And my kids were so excited that you guys did it. And I just wanted to share with you, it was 10 years ago, and I've never changed it. And it brings a smile to everybody every time they let me know. So if you just want to call back and listen to it, that's fine. But I just want you to know, I really appreciate the 10 years of something you guys didn't even realize you did.
Oh, Randy, that is awesome.
So at first, you guys were like, you're going to give us your password to get into your voicemail?
Are you sure you want us to have that classified information? Yeah, right.
Right. So if you call me back, I won't answer. And if you just want to listen to it, but I just want to say thank you for the 10 years. And I'm going to keep it on there as long as I can.
Oh, Randy, I love it. And yeah, I'm going to call back. So don't answer because I want to hear it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K from 99.7 DJX. Randy, he can't come to the phone right now. He's a hot mess right now. I leave him a message, and I'm sure he'll call you back at some point.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh my gosh. Randy!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we are not good at that.
No. It's an awful voicemail message, outgoing message. I cannot believe you trusted us with that.
That's fantastic to know that for 10 years, anybody that called Randy and didn't get him to pick up heard that magic.
Oh my gosh.
That's magic.
And that is on there for 10 years. That is so, Randy, I am so happy that you shared that with us.
That made my year. That didn't just make my day. That made my year.
That is such an awesome memory to share, and one that I'm sure, you know, it brings a smile to your face. It makes you think of, you know, fond memories of your father, and it just takes you back to that place. And my gosh.
I'm really surprised we didn't throw in something like, Randy's in the bathroom right now, we can't make it.
I mean, we could have said anything. We just had probably a 10-second awkward pause where we're just giggling to ourselves like idiots. Oh my gosh.
I love it. Oh my gosh, Randy, that is honestly one of the best phone calls we've ever had. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for allowing us into your life.
Yeah, Randy just texted back and said, thank you both. You have no idea how many laughs, smiles, and how much positive energy you have given myself and people who get to hear it when I don't answer. It was 10 years, February 12th, and as much as I would love to have you do another one, I just can't part with it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to part with that magic either. And I would never answer the phone. Just let everybody hear that.
Yeah.
Everybody calls you.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? You're going to have to listen to the message first, and then maybe I'll answer if you call back.
That's great. Randy, thank you so much for allowing us into your life like that. And, and listen, the offer stands. If you do ever want us to re-record that outgoing message, because we were the hot messes on that one, not you.
Absolutely.
It was us.
No. And we have a relationship now, a long-standing relationship. This is so great. I'm tearing up. This is so awesome.
That was awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Randy. More feel good. Because we could have put that in the feel good category for
that
sure.
That is for a bona fide feel good. I'm giving that the sticker.
That's a feel good for us. So that's very selfish for us to just put in a feel good category. But we'll do other another feel good coming up here in just a few.
It does involve me, so it. May be a little
God!
Selfish, but it's a fundraiser. Listen, it's a fundraiser though. It's a fundraiser.
Listen,
it's something I'm doing on Sunday.
We only do this show for us. All right, you know. It's just for Kelly and myself, you know.
You get your own show. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, God, that is great. Kelly literally just said, listen, you don't like it, you get your own show. Start a podcast. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So on Sunday, I get to be a part of something really cool. It's the first Sing for Your Lifespan fundraising event. Now, it's going to be featuring 8 local singers, kids, and they're all pretty darn talented. And it's going to be from Maxwell's House of Music in Jeffersonville. And it's all to raise money for Lifespan Resources in Indiana, which is a nonprofit that connects individuals to resources, options, services to remain living independently for as long as possible. There's some famous people involved. Layla Spring, you may remember her from being in American Idol.
Yep.
She's an American Idol alum. She went pretty far. She was a finalist. She's hosting and performing. My friend Don G, going to be a fellow judge along with me. Now, it's not actually like a singing competition per se, but you'll get a chance to call in and vote on behalf of a performer, and then that like helps raise money. So it really comes down to who raises the most money, is going to win. But there's really like a lot of really good talent. And there's actually a performer that I saw a glimpse of on this season of American Idol.
Oh.
I saw a hint of him.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's going to be, like I said, lots of talent. And it streams on Sunday, starting at 6, we'll tweet out exactly where you can watch it and how you can donate and get involved. It's a great cause.
Oh, good.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, do you happen to remember a listener who reached out to us earlier in the week, like at the beginning of the week, and she was like contemplating taking a job, but the guy who was offering her the job she had previously made out with, they were peers and coworkers, but now he's a manager and he's like, hey, do you want to come work for me? It's a better job. And she's like,
yeah, but I feel like it could get weird.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
Yeah. I mean, we have kind of like a flirty, you know, chemistry and all that stuff.
It's still there. And then what if the coworkers, the new coworkers, find out about it? Is that going to be weird?
So late in the show yesterday, we get an update, a follow-up from her. All right. So we've got that coming up for you next. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Request line, text line, all that, 502-571-9970. Jeff texts in and says, so I was dropping my son off at high school. He turned the radio down before getting out of the car. So I asked him why he turned it down. With the best teenager eyes, he got out. So I turned the radio all the way up. Now I have evil eyes and an embarrassed teenager crying laughing.
We love you. Have a great day at school.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so coming up next, maybe you missed it yesterday. We got an update really late in the show yesterday, but this listener had contacted us earlier in the week and was like, yo, I need to figure out what to do here. I got offered a better job from a guy I used to work with and had made out with.
Uh-huh.
In the past. Now, I just am having hesitations because, I mean, we got a past and there were sparks and, you know, like what if all
Will
this...
Will it be weird if he's a boss now?
Right.
And the new coworkers, if they find out, what are they going to think? Can we call her Miss Cake and eat it too? Because we were all like, team, take the job. Figure it out.
I know. Kelly was like, if there's cake here, I'm having my cake and I'm eating it too.
I feel like, why not? There's the possibility she could get the job and the man.
Maybe. And I mean, a lot of people, I think the majority of people were like, hey, make sure there are boundaries, but definitely take the job. All right.
Absolutely. You can always step away if it's not going to work out, but you'll never know if you don't try.
That's right.
So it could be the best career move.
We got an update. Like I said, it was late in the show, but we'll give it to you next. All right. Olivia Rodrigo first on 99.7 DJX. We always say if you want a third opinion, come to us. Send us a message, an email, whatever, and we'll toss it out to the group and see if we can, you know, get you that third opinion from someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation. So earlier in the week, we got a message from a listener who was offered a job from a guy she used to work with. They were peers. They had some chemistry. They were flirty. They even made out. But that's where it kind of ended.
Still sparks.
Yeah. It's... So the job offer is a good job because he had since left the company and then got another job in management at a competing company. You know, they met up and he kind of offered her the job and she was like, there were sparks even then. And she said, hang on, I'm going to have to think about it. And she also thinks it might be weird having him as a boss considering their past. She's worried that their past would become an issue and she's considering taking the job, but then wanted just to hear from us first.
And we were all like, take the job.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'll always regret, I think, not trying that out. It could be like your dream job. Mm-hmm. It might be fine.
Yeah.
And you got another thing to put on your resume.
There you go. So we got an update from her this morning. It says, I want to thank you for talking about my crazy situation. Well, after hearing everyone say to take the job, I decided to reach out to him again. So I texted him a quick message that just said, can we meet for lunch? I want to talk about your offer. I think that's pretty good, you know?
Okay, all right.
He replied back right away saying, what about after work for some drinks? So I met him for drinks to feel him out. what his intentions were and to kind of lay down some boundaries if I needed to. She continues, guys, he was so charming and funny and assured me that we would be all business at work and not to worry. So I accepted the job.
Yeah, I love it.
She continues.
Okay.
There was this wild energy happening between us.
Uh-huh.
He said.
And some drinky.
He said, we should celebrate before I become official and suggested we grab some dessert.
Okay. I know where this is going. I have an idea. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was the alcohol or the adrenaline from accepting the new job.
All of that.
But we wound up going back to his place and, quote, worked out the details of my contract. Oh, my God.
Hey, yo.
She says,
That's a bonus structure, right?
She says, I know we may have just complicated things, but we both felt like we needed to release that tension before we could move forward.
Absolutely.
So now that that's, all caps, out of the way, we both feel like we can be, quote, only business at work.
Oh, really? That's going to happen again.
Thank you for the advice, and I'm excited about this career move. You all rock.
Give her the anthem.
Wow.
The other one.
The other. So hang on. So so you were kind of like, hey, let's have your cake and eat it too. Because I feel like I remember talking about cake when we were talking about this whole listener. And
all the frosting. Yep, she had all that.
Yeah, so she did. She kind of got her cake and is eating it too. Now, you're right. And she's right. I think she may have complicated things. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they get it out of the way? Would it have been a problem?
I don't think so.
Like, before... I think it's going to happen again,
right? I don't think... 9 times out of 10, you don't do that close a door.
Right. No, you don't close the door with that. She just
opened the door back up.
She just kicked it wide open.
She did.
She kicked it wide open. Oh, my gosh. But his... Like, the way she was describing his line was like... Hey, we should celebrate before you become an official employee. So as to not...
Okay.
So where this isn't any sort of HR issue, let's get it out of the way now.
It's not crossing the line yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad
this is all fun.
I'm so glad she got back with us.
Like, progress reports, though. I need her to periodically check in with us just to tell us how it's going. Just let us know if it's getting weird, if it's still fine.
Oh, I like that. I like
that. If they're still celebrating.
I love living vicariously through our listeners. This is great.
If we're having cake on a regular basis.
Are you eating cake on a regular basis? Are you having that dessert? Are you working out your contract again? What are you doing?
I'm happy for her. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like everything seems to be moving forward for her.
And I want to be invited to the wedding.
Assuming there is one, yeah. All right, what an update. Yeah, so you can hear like the whole original situation up at WDGX.com. Click listen.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Christina writes in, well, old girl set no boundaries and got it on with the boss. This can't end well. Well, and there's that, too. There's that, too.
Okay, well, I think they're just laying out the boundaries early. That was a bad choice for us, probably. Yeah,
They're not really even laying back. They're not. There's no boundaries. When you do that, there's no boundaries.
Fair, we weren't there.
You're right. We weren't. I got there in my mind, though. Does that count?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Awkward.
Trumpets mean it's that weekly quest to grab the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy.
Son. You better bring it.
I know. Kelly's getting sick and tired of winning every single week. I'm assuming.
Carrying this bit on my back, it's getting heavy.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Trumpets mean it's time. It's time for that weekly game, that weekly challenge of You Laugh, You Lose. We're all going for this trophy. It's the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy.
And yeah, well, I've had it for quite some time now.
Why you gotta go like that? Why you gotta go hard like that? Huh?
Just trying to throw you off your game. Just trying to make you feel less confident. How confident do you feel?
I feel confident, Kelly.
Okay.
I feel confident.
All right.
Got some jokes.
All right, Sparky.
Got a couple jokes.
You have some, a couple of them?
I got a couple.
You have some good ammo this time? Because listen, there's pressure. People expect premium quality entertainment with this bit.
Premium quality entertainment? I don't think anybody's ever described anything we do on this show as premium quality.
All right, mediocre quality comedy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I made my head light there. Okay. All right, here we go. Losers go first. That's me. You laugh, you lose. First person who laughs loses. Here we go. Kelly, I just got fired.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's bad news for us.
I know. As severance, my company gave me a bag of used coffee. They said it was grounds for termination.
Wow. Okay. So we're starting.
Starting off hot, Kelly.
Indeed. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot, why do they call it chili if it's warm?
Why?
No, it's literally just a question. I don't know the answer to it. Just, have you ever asked it? Probably should.
Okay. You know, Kelly, I suspected my wife of adding extra soil to our garden. So I confronted her about it, but she just shrugged it off. The plot thickens.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Gardening jokes almost got ya.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes.
Yeah, did ya?
Yeah, I did. It's really all about raisin awareness.
Mm. You know, Kelly, two muffins were sitting in an oven. The first muffin says, "Damn, it's hot in here." Second muffin looks at the other one and says, "Holy crap, a talking muffin!"
I like that one. That is a classic.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben, you know my pal, Bradley, always asking me to pass messages for him?
Yeah.
I hate being the bearer of Brad news.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Kelly, what did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
HD, am I?
Really nice delivery on that one.
Thank you.
The voice.
Kelly.
No, it would be...
Kay, Kelly, you think?
Wow, you really worked it out. You did.
See the gears turning.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Knock, 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 knock.
Who?
Knock, knock.
Who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
An octopus. A lot of knocks.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the stinkiest kind of teacher?
What is the stinkiest kind of teacher?
A substitute teacher.
Sound effects are good. Sound effects were good.
Kelly, I'm up against a wall.
I know. You had to pull out some tricks. Hey, you know, Ben?
Yeah?
You know, a shark is a better swimmer than me.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can run faster than a shark, so in a triathlon, really, it's going to come down to cycling.
Yeah. Fins, not feet. Got it.
Uh-huh.
Kelly?
Yeah?
I asked my grandpa... How are you enjoying the new stair lift? My grandpa said,
I hate it. It's driving me up the wall.
Literally. Again, with the delivery.
The wall. Really
yeah. Hey, Ben.
The wall.
Yes, Kelly.
Hey, Ben, what did the bra say to the hat?
What?
You go on ahead. I'll give these two a lift.
Another classic. Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a horny square?
What do you call a horny square?
In a rectangle?
Stop with the fart sound effects! I can't! I cannot!
Was that dirty pool?
That was the dirtiest of the pool. Yes, that was dirty. That was dirty pool.
Was it any dirtier than you and your rim shots last week?
No, not at all.
It wasn't dirtier.
No,
therefore, I am just. And I am back on the winning goal board!
Did you appreciate the barking? I pulled a trick out of your hat. Heather says you cheated. I'm just saying.
I went to the Kelly K School of getting a win. That's what I did.
Sure.
I went I went to that
Bringing
school.
Bringing out props. I got it. I like it. I like this game. Amps it up. It really amps up the production value.
It does.
And that's really what it's all about.
I mean, it's all about the production value on this show. That was You Laugh, You Lose. Excuse me. I'm going for the low-hanging fruit there.
We are going to have to outlaw that particular one, though, because I'll never survive.
Oh, on 99.7 DJX. Good. Every hour we do this throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So, Peppa Pig. You know Peppa Pig, right? Peppa Pig.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite little cartoon. Well, Hasbro announced that they've teamed up with Merlin Entertainment to create the world's first Peppa Pig theme park.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Standalone park.
All right.
It's supposed to open next year in Legoland, Florida. It's going to feature multiple rides, interactive attractions, themed playscapes, water play areas, fun live daily shows.
All right, all right.
You'll get to play in Peppa Pig's favorite muddy puddles as well. Awesome. And you'll get to meet Peppa and her friends while playing in the park.
Of course.
And they'll be announcing more this summer. But there you go. Just know if you're a fan of Peppa Pig, which we were back in the day, fun theme park. Come to Legoland, which that's a place I haven't been to yet. It looks fun, though.
I went to Legoland a long time ago, and it was pretty cool. So
I went to the big, you know, when they had the big thing at the Expo Center, where they had all sorts of these Lego displays. I went to that. It's the closest thing to Legoland I've been to. But it looks fun. Family fun.
All right. There you go.
Feel good sticker.
Every hour we do this throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, got an interesting message from a listener. And at the basis of her issue is, should she pretend to dump her boyfriend?
I need to know why someone feels the need to do this. Like, I'm really confused. I'm going to need lots of details.
Whether he knows and is on board with it, too. That's another question I think I have initially also.
Well, absolutely. I have lots of questions, we'll say, going into this.
All right, that is on the way. Sometimes you just want a third opinion, and that's where we come in. You know, you shoot us a message. You can just go to WDGX.com, click on group therapy, and you can listen back to some of the ones that we featured. You can also submit your own, and, you know, we'll toss it out to the group.
We have friends.
We have no emotional connection to your situation, so that's kind of where we help out. All right, so we got this message from a listener who says, okay, so no real secret. My mom doesn't like the guys I picked.
Okay, all right.
So I'm a good girl, but I'm attracted to the bad boys.
Classic.
And at my age, I'm totally fine with someone who does questionable things, and I don't really care if they work either. I work and make really good money.
Okay, whoa. What kinds of questionable things are we talking about?
She put in quotes, like drugs. She doesn't do them. She's clean. So she goes and says, so been with my guy for over 3 years. I have never said anything bad about him to my family, and he makes me happy. I love him. He loves me. But got locked up for something that was an accident, but it was my fault. However, my mom doesn't understand that and thinks I should move on.
Can we pause for just a second? He got locked up for something she did?
Yeah, do you want me to reread that sentence?
I feel like, yeah, that was a very big sentence. She just kind of like rolled right on past it.
Okay. She says, got locked up for something that was an accident, but was my fault.
Okay, so he's currently in jail?
Sounds like she could probably be in jail if they knew.
Wow.
So she says, however, my mom doesn't understand that and thinks I should move on. Now, he'll be in jail for about a year.
Oh my God.
Family lives in a different state and hasn't really ever been around him. And my mom has only spent maybe 5 hours around him in the 3 years we've been together. So they really don't know him. So how do I get them out of my business? She says in all caps. Should I pretend to dump my boyfriend and that I'm single? I've tried to just ignore the comments from my family, but it's getting annoying. Please help.
Okay. I feel like, how honest do I get right now? Be-
because Kelly, here's the thing. Like, you don't have on the side of her family.
Well, you don't have any emotional connection to it. And so sometimes I feel like some of these times people reach out to us because they need to hear what they maybe know is true in their subconscious, but they can't bring themselves to admit it.
We had a scenario kind of similar to this where she was upset that, you know, she was the one that was working. Her boyfriend just sat at home playing video games all the time, didn't want to work. And we were all like, kick him out, kick him to the curb. So I feel like, how can we, now that she has a guy that's in jail for a year, makes questionable decisions, doesn't work. Like, how in the world can we be like, no, yeah, stay with this guy and just tell your parents to leave you alone? I'm not sure I can honestly give that kind of advice.
Well, Leanne wants you to be really honest when you asked, how honest should I be? Yeah, I mean, I think she needs to hear this. Like, you know, listen, I don't know the circumstances of why he's in jail right now.
I don't think these are ever going to be in his pro category. Like, if we're doing a pros and cons list, that's not gonna, it's literally in the con list.
So I wonder why her family, and maybe this is a part of the deeper part of this, I wonder why her family has had nothing good to say about this guy, even though according to her, they've only been around him very, very few times in the 3 years they've been together. They live in a different state, and she says nothing but great things about him.
I don't know. Maybe they hear things on social media, but she didn't paint him in a very good light at all in her message to us. So
yeah.
I'm just, again, struggling to find redeeming qualities other than the fact that she loves him.
Yeah, I don't.
Doesn't feel like it's a really healthy relationship under the surface. Like, she may think that he's fulfilling her needs and that they're happy together, and it doesn't matter that he doesn't work and makes kind of illegal choices, you know.
Illegal choices. Maybe he didn't even make the illegal choices. Maybe she did.
Well, so, anyway, she did mention drugs.
All right. All right. Let's pause for a hot sec. I don't know if we can be on her side or not, but.
I'm uncomfortable. Like, I kind of just feel like she says fake like breaking up with him. I feel like break up.
Well,
like for real.
Let's toss it out to you. I want to hear what you have to say at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. All right, group therapy. I'm going to try to bottle this all up in one easy to digest pill. We got a message from a listener. She's got a boyfriend who she's dated for 3 years, who loves her. She loves him, makes her happy. He's in jail for about a year. So she said it was her fault. It was an accident. However, he got pinched for it. Her family doesn't like him.
Well, and she says that he's got kind of a past of doing questionable things, too.
Questionable things. She's all right with that. She makes really good money. She's all right with that.
Exactly. The family, and she's all right if he doesn't work.
Yeah, and the family really hasn't seen him, known him, or been around him in the 3 years because they live in another state. And she's like, should I just pretend to dump my boyfriend just to get him off my back about this?
I think my first concern is that I feel like she's kind of blinded right now by her feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't ask what he looks like. If he looks like Ryan Reynolds, I get it.
Oh my god.
I should ask for pictures for research purposes.
I'll wait for you. I will wait for you. You know,
I need to have all the facts, right?
All right. Okay. To make an informed decision.
Right. Because to be honest, the way she described him, he didn't seem to have a lot of fantastic qualities that would make it obvious that we get it why you are going through all of this with him being in jail and all.
Andy tweeted us and said, didn't she say he's in jail because of her? If she dumps him, will he rat her out and then she go to jail?
Yeah, I see. There's a lot in that little sentence that we don't know.
Okay, so I want to...
about all of that.
Tasha's on the phone, and she is... he's your husband now, right? Who used to be in jail. What was your situation?
I have a different situation. I left my husband of 9 years to be with my husband now, who was in prison when I met him.
Okay.
I stuck by his side. I mean, it really depends on what he's in jail for one. If he's willing to change his lifestyle when he gets out, for two.
So, Tasha, you're kind of saying, if they share a love and he is rehabilitated thanks to jail, then stick with him and be honest with the parents?
My mom didn't agree with my with my situation. My mom didn't agree with anything. I just stood my ground with him, and okay. I told him how it was going to be.
Okay.
Now, my family absolutely loves him.
All right. So in your case, you stood your ground, and your family came around to like him.
Exactly.
Tasha, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Heather, thanks for hanging on. What's your thought?
Okay, first of all, she needs to get rid of him. I have an 18-year-old daughter, and this would not fly. He's obviously living off of her and whatever. But
yeah.
I think the way it might be her fault is that maybe they were driving in the car. She was driving. She got pulled over, and he had drugs in the car and had too much to, you know, get him, get him a year in jail.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Obviously, we don't know. It's all speculation. But I could see that as a scenario, sure.
I mean, I don't know how it could be her fault unless something like that happened, but whatever.
Right.
But I definitely think that her mom is correct or her family's correct, and I think she needs to take this year off from him and
reevaluate.
Concentrate on herself. Yeah. Yeah. Not a good scenario. I mean, I love the fact that she's willing to love somebody for, you know, not possessions and money and things, but I just think he's a moocher, and I don't know. Maybe that's the mom in me.
Yeah. But, all right. Heather, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. You too.
That was a really good point. She was pointing out she's found, you know, the things to love about him despite the other things that typically people look for. I think that was a good idea. I really like the suggestion of taking the year to reassess some things, to really look at the life. Erica texted lots of questions here. Is she wanting to stay with him because she feels guilty about him going to jail?
Oh.
Also, how old is she? Because there comes a point in time when you decide to make life decisions for yourself and not your family. I'm 30. I have zero problems blatantly telling my family to butt out.
Right.
I think if she's asking us all these questions and what to do, this is not a relationship that's meant to be. I say completely break it off and see where life takes her.
Yeah.
If there's any possibility of getting back with this guy in a year, she needs to make sure to still not paint a dark picture of him.
Yeah.
If after a year she wants him back, she will still want her family and friends to have a good image of him.
Listen, and I'm going to say something here. People who go to jail and go to prison, they deserve happiness too.
If you make a mistake, it's what you do after the mistake that really is the true judge of your character.
Exactly. Jamie texts in and says, hey, so my first thought is you're wanting to break up with a guy who went to jail for something you did, yet you want to break up with him because of your parents. No. That's not the thing. She wants to stay with him. That's the thing.
She wants to try to but her parents don't like him.
Right.
So she's wondering, should I lie to my parents and just say we're not dating anymore just to get him off my back?
Okay.
Christina pointed out she needs to run. This guy's going to ruin everything about her, her credit, her personal life. She's going to end up in jail too. Let's be honest. If she got pregnant, he'd never paid child support. So I don't know. There's lots of things, obviously, for her to think about.
There is.
And I think maybe this time, while they are forced to be apart, that she reevaluates really, you know, everything about their relationship. And maybe try to take her feelings out of it and really look at it through the lens that I think everybody else is looking at it with.
I can't really be on the side of our listener here who's saying, hey, I need help telling my family that I love him and that he's right for me.
We can only go off of the information she's given us. And
right.
From what she's told us, I don't have a great feeling that this is her happily ever after.
Take this year that he's in jail, reevaluate your love for him, why you love him, and see if you are going to be better off if that person is not in your life after the year is over.
Yeah, really look at the long term here. Like, where is your life going to be potentially if you continue on with things the way that they are with him, the way that he is? Or are you going to be better off if you part ways now?
Yeah. Okay. I know. It's
tough to do.
Yep. Sometimes you got to come to us and we got to just give you the hard answer. But yeah, if you want to comment, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. That is group therapy. Justin Bieber, 99.7 DJX, tweeted a photo of him from like a long time ago of him just riding a BMX bike. And he just commented, "Ya boy." It's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 DJX Fitness Friday. You're getting the word gym into the website. That's G-Y-M, gym into the website. And you're in to win here on Fitness Friday on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of fitness, I don't know if you saw that the Derby Festival Marathon, Mini Marathon has released their course map this year. Now, Kelly and I, for years, have emceed the start of the marathon and mini marathon, you know, for the Derby Festival. It's a little bit different this year in that they're going to be doing it over the span of 4 days, the mini marathon, and then the marathon will take place only on one day, April 24th. So from April 22nd.
Wait a second. Are we going to have to be there the entire time?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that we're going to be a part of it, yes, but not every single day from April 22nd to April 25th for the mini marathon. The marathon only one day on April 24th. So, but the cool change about it this year, because, you know, in years past, they've always, the marathon has always, and mini marathon has taken, its route south. So it takes you over to the West End in Portland and then down, through Old Louisville to Churchill Downs. And then marathoners continue on to Iroquois Park and back. But, this year.
It sounds so far when you say it like that.
I know. Trust me. I've run it. It is really far. I've run it. So
I'm not a runner. So I know. This is like your deal. This is your thing.
Yeah. So this year, they're going to, the start and finish will be at Lynn Family Stadium. So that's kind of cool. That's new.
Okay.
You are going to go over the Big Four Bridge and then the Ohio River Greenway there in Indiana. And parts of the Louisville Loop will be incorporated, too. So all of the marathon and mini marathon is all going to take place right there at the river. So
interesting.
Yeah. So it'll take place there, like I said, April 22nd through the 25th, and then marathoners April 24th. But completely different
route. How do you feel about the change? You're the person that runs this course. So, like, is this a fun change for you? Do you think it's going to be harder, easier?
I don't know. I think, you know, anybody who's run the Big Four Bridge knows that that's a pretty hefty hill on both sides of the bridge,
yeah.
going up it, going down it, regardless of whether you're coming from Indiana or from Kentucky. But I think change is always fun. Change is always good. You know, you don't get to run through Churchill Downs, which I think is a big draw for a lot of people, but.
That is cool, especially for the out-of-towners, and there's a lot of people that come in from out-of-town for this.
Yep, but it is cool. You get to run along the Ohio River, which I think is really cool, too. If you want to see the entire map, we've got it posted for you up at WDJX.com. The beauty of the website is you can listen back to segments maybe you missed up at WDJX.com. Click listen. That's the case with group therapy, for sure. Today... Man, there was a lot to unpack with this group therapy where she, and I'm going to try to like just sum it up in a nutshell in one sentence. Her boyfriend of 3 years is in jail. She says it's her fault, but he's there. Her family lives in another state, has never liked him, even though they don't even know him. So she was wondering if she should just pretend to break up with him so they'll leave her alone. So there was a
lot more to it, though. Like, I feel like there's a lot of missing information that she just didn't share that might help in painting a more accurate picture of their relationship to help us really figure out the full picture, I guess.
I do want to highlight a comment Davi wrote on our Facebook and says, I was listening to the show and I thought I'd share my opinion. One, I think we're looking at this wrong. I think he is the one that needs to rethink his life with her. Couples strengthen and support each other. So if she is okay with him not having a job, doing questionable things, and going to jail for something that may be her fault, then she's not really good for him. Who cares how much money she makes? Now, on the flip side, we don't really know enough facts to determine good advice for the situation. So, I mean, that brings up a good point because, you know, I had said, listen, like, people in jail and prison, I mean, they deserve to have happiness. You know,
sure.
Through rehabilitation and
yeah,
you know,
people make mistakes.
Humans, for sure.
It's what you do after that mistake that really is the true, I guess, content of your character. Now, you know, Davey said there are plenty of bad guys who don't want to work, like to do drugs, would simply love her to support them. If that's the case, she has plenty of people to choose from. But
right. In
just my opinion, she's the one that needs some relationship counseling.
Mm, yeah. And I don't think this is exactly what she wanted to hear from us, quite honestly.
No, I think, yeah, she was probably just wanting us to say, yes, just tell your parents you broke up and go on with your life.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much.
I feel like there's a lot of red flags, though, that maybe she's not seeing.
Yeah. I appreciate you hanging on and calling us about this. What was your take?
And I'm a firm believer in positive changes.
Uh-huh.
And before I got married, my husband went to jail for a year, and it was the best possible change that could have ever happened for him. Like, there's a lot of germs in there, so he cleans the house all the time.
Yeah.
He always keeps all clothes folded and tidied up. I mean, he's a very strong man because of what happened. So I really don't think she should count off the fact that, you know, that he's going to jail for a year.
Mm-hmm.
It can make really positive changes as long as the man is willing to accept those
changes. Yeah. And, you know, and I did mention, I'm like, listen, people who go to jail or prison, they deserve to be happy too.
Yeah. You know? I heard you say that. And that's when I was like, you know what? He's exactly right. Because my husband, it was the best possible thing for him.
Well, let's hope in this case that he can get the help he needs and really make a positive change when he when he comes out.
Yeah, totally. I totally understand.
But again,
yeah, it was a thing that, you know, she had mentioned he has a history of making questionable decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if he decides I'm not going to make questionable decisions anymore, I'm going to turn things around, then maybe there's a future.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, just because maybe you missed it the first time doesn't mean it's gone forever. You can always catch up on what you missed. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click listen.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.